Apple also shook up the ebook world this week. The company sent a signal that it will require all ebook app developers, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, to route their sales through the Apple system. NPR's Lynn Neary has that story.
The apps flap began when the New York Times reported that Apple had rejected an ebook app for the iPhone, which had been developed by Sony. Apple objected to the app because it only allowed purchases of ebooks from the Sony store. That news caused a stir because that's exactly the way ebook retailers like Amazon have been doing business. Customers using the Kindle app, for example, are sent to Amazon.com to buy a book. Now, Apple seemed to be saying consumers should not have to go to the web, but could simply use their app to both buy and read an ebook. And Apple would get a 30% cut of ebook sales. Apple issued a statement saying there had been no change in its policy. James McQuithy, a senior analyst at Forrester Research, says technically that's true, but
there went from being no policy to there being a policy, and now the policy is being enforced. And we assume that enforcement will reach back to include Amazon at some point.
In fact, says McQuivy, this has implications for all retailers with an app. McQuivy says Apple has come to a new realization of the money-making potential of its popular devices.
They have a platform on which people are desperate to provide content because it gives them a way to make money. And Apple thinks, well, fair enough, we're going to collect a toll as you cross over our bridge to the consumer.
But Peter Myers, author of The Best iPad Apps Guidebook, says consumers may ultimately benefit from Apple's move.
Because they'll no longer have to go to a website, to Amazon.com, for example, and they'll be able to buy books directly within the app. And at the end of the day, that means that you buy your books within the app and you read your books within the app. So ultimately, I think the whole reading and shopping experience is going to be better for consumers.
There is always the possibility that Amazon or Barnes & Noble and other ebook retailers might balk and withdraw their apps. But Myers thinks that's unlikely.
Mainly because Amazon has spent a considerable amount of money and time over the past year advancing this message that you can buy a book from them and then read it anywhere you want. So if they had to pull their app or if they decided to pull their app, you're talking about tens of millions of people who wouldn't be able to read their books.
There are still a lot of unanswered questions about exactly what Apple's policy is and how it will be enforced. And both Myers and McQuivy say that may very well be a deliberate strategy on Apple's part. The company will watch to see how people react and then clarify its policy. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.